Coming off a rough-and-tumble legislative session, everyone at the convention was waiting to see if party leaders were ready to make up. After months of sniping at one another through the media, a reconciliation appeared in order. But House Speaker and State Party Chairman Mike Madigan skipped the first events, instead staying in Illinois and taking what he termed a personal day. Whether real or a product of a reporter's imaginations, the split in the party seemed to grow wider. That even prompted some delegates to privately question Madigan's role as party chair and whether or not he should step down. Madigan says he stands by his record.
I think that the Democratic Party of Illinois, when I've been the chairman, has been a very effective state political party. And I would simply say, look at the results. When I became the party chairman, we did not have one statewide office. Today we have all but one statewide office.
Others who have had tumultuous dealings with Madigan in recent months, like Governor Rod Blagojevich and Senate President Emil Jones, have shied away from publicly saying Madigan should pick one post or the other. But Jones says Madigan's decision to form a coalition with Republicans during the budget talks brings into question his allegiance to Democratic values. And he added, Madigan might be more comfortable at an upcoming event.
It's not a question of building coalitions. Coalitions are where we are, but the Speaker planning on going to New York for the Republican convention.
Madigan says he has no regrets about blocking the governor's budget plans, even if some in his own party didn't like it.
For those who would criticize me in terms of forming a coalition, my response would be that I think that the financial integrity of the state of Illinois is more important than political party.
Madigan says he has yet to decide whether he'll seek another round as Illinois State Democratic Chairman. He still has a few years remaining on his current term. While there might be some criticism of Madigan, political analyst Paul Green says don't expect any changes at the party's helm.
Who would you replace him with? Who would be better able to organize this? Who has a better grasp of the statewide Democratic Party? He was the logical guy 8 years ago. The party was in tatters. He's the logical guy today.
The complaints about Madigan are nothing new, according to Illinois State Senator Pat Welch from Peru.
I think it's being blown out of proportion, and that's what always happens at these conventions. We have reporters like you gentlemen here, and you need stories. We realize that, and certain disagreements finally flourish. We've had these same discussions in our caucus about the Speaker and the party and him aligning with the Republicans, but nobody covered it. Since we're here at the convention, everybody's here. They're coming forward.
Welch says the split in the party is ideological, between liberal Democrats and more conservative ones. He says it may take some time, but he expects party leaders will bring everyone back together. It appears as though that won't be in Boston. At the Democratic National Convention, I'm Sean Crawford.